Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Now let's bring in Matt McGloin. Matt, first of all, welcome, and I'm on SiriusXM Monday with Ben Hartsock and Robbie Hummel. And the first thing they have to bring up is, you know, you.
Oh, is that right? What do they have to say, Steve?
Oh, just, you know, he said, lately you haven't been as available. And I said, well, I said, he's trying to win a race. Right now. And I pointed out to them, I said, in the county he's trying to win, is where they portrayed the office. They go, oh.
Well, Steve, I always have time for you. I appreciate you having me on the show. It's good to hear your voice, man, and I look forward to catching up with you here over the next 12, 14 minutes.
That sounds great. Let's start with the quarterbacks. You watched them on the field level. They got a lot of pressure on them during the course of the scrimmage. What were the impressions you had when you were done with the game?
Yeah, you know, look, and you know, obviously you're not the first person that has brought up to me, you know, the pressure that the quarterbacks dealt with at times in the past game there on Saturday. Now, you know, a lot of people talk about, you know, throughout spring ball or even in the NFL, Steve, OTAs, minicamp, you know, the defense is ahead of where the offense is, the defense is ahead where the offense is. When you play offense, right, you don't like when people say that, but you know, as a radio, you know, as a radio personality or as a broadcaster, when you look back on it, that is a little bit true, right? It still takes guys, you know, time to get comfortable playing with one another on the offensive side of the football, understanding protections, understanding responsibilities. That stuff does take time, and even for these young quarterbacks, right? You got to remember, you know, as mature as they have looked at times, right, this is still a process for them. They're still understanding what Mike Yurcich wants out of them. They're still understanding how to be able to process that information that they're seeing every single day. Yeah, I don't want to call them robots, Steve, but, you know, right now they're looking at everything. They're going through their progression, right? They're seeing the whole entire picture, and that's fantastic. But it'll get to the point, Steve, where they really understand it, right, that they're able to understand coverage, where they want to go with the football. They'll be able to eliminate routes based off of defenses, things like that, and then they'll start to get rid of the football a lot quicker, not hold on to it as long as, you know, maybe on Saturday. But, you know, I think there were flashes. I think it was very encouraging from both guys, Aller and Prabula. There's a lot of talent there. You know, I look forward to seeing how that competition plays itself out. But Steve, and I think this is one of the obvious things, and I think everybody saw it, is that when it comes to those two quarterbacks, they need to be able to find consistency. Now they don't.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sitting here saying they need to put the team on their back. They don't have to do that. They just have to understand what Mike Yurcich wants out of them, play their game, rely on the run game, rely on the depth that they have at that offensive line, and use the talent of the wide receiver, and understand what they have defensively and how special that defensive unit is.
Well, and you understand this better than anybody, because if you're there for all 15 of them, there are some days where the defense looked like they did on Saturday. But there are also days where the offense won. There are also days where it was even. So you need, I think, that full perspective to understand. And you get that because you were in that spot. There were some days where you were out there, the defense just, it was their day. There are some days where we're out there, and guess what? They couldn't stop you. And there are days where it was even. And you understand that better than anybody.
Oh, of course you're going to have those days. You're going to have great days. You're also going to have days that are very humbling. You know, you're right, but that's part of the process too. And you know, Steve, one of the things, like, you know, as much as people don't want to talk about it, like, you get tired of going against the same exact defense every single
no
day.
No doubt.
And I
no
know there's doubt. There's been a lot of coaches talking about, you know, the possibility of scrimmaging other teams, you know, in their spring game, you know, similar to what the NFL does where they do those joint practices. So that'll be an interesting topic to see moving forward. Obviously, there's a lot of pros and cons with that. But, you know, it gets to a point sometimes where you're almost game planning to play against your own offense or game planning to go against, you know, your own defense. But no, the competition is good. It's very good right now. You know, and again, I think there was some really, really positive things to take away from that blue-white game on Saturday.
As a quarterback, how physical do you need your wide receivers to be against corners?
Extremely. You know, you can't. You don't have time, Steve, to wait for him. Almost in a way. You know, I mean, there are certain. You know, there's certain moments in games, there's certain plays, there's certain times where he has to work, and you have to understand that. But if I'm playing progression football, if I'm going through a concept or you know, it's cover two or it's cover four and I got to get through my read and my progression, you're getting beat up at the line of scrimmage, I can't wait on you. I got to get off because I can't take the time to, you know, wait on you while these other routes are developing and other guys are working to get open. So these guys have to be physical at the line of scrimmage. I mean, the way I think of it, Steve, is all you got one move. Right, I can't have you waiting at the line of scrimmage, making two moves, maybe three moves to try to get open. You got one move to be physical and to get open and get off the ball and try to get open. Now, as a quarterback, you have a pretty good feeling of knowing when a guy is going to get a good release or a clean release or when he's battling and he's going to eventually win that. But you also, as well, see when, listen, no, I got to get off this. I got to go. I got to move. And then you got to let them know. You got to say, "Hey, listen, man. You know, you got to understand, right? We're playing progression football right here. You got to do a better job of getting off the line of scrimmage. Be physical with him. If he knows he's in a battle, he's going to lay off a little bit. He's going to back off you a little bit here. But if he's beating up on you, you can expect him to be in your face for four quarters."
Because on the touchdown play to Amari Evans. Some people said to me, he said, "Boy, they probably should have called offensive pass interference on the play." And I said, "Yeah, maybe." I said, "But that doesn't bother me. Guess what? He got the guy out of the way and got himself open." And to me, that showed something to me on Evans' part that he was willing to be physical with somebody to get himself open.
Exactly. Yeah, you want those guys in your football team, right? You want guys that are going to be physical. You want guys that are trying to work to get the football. You know, so I thought it was a great job. I mean, again, and Steve, it's, you know, I think a lot of officials as well. They're going to let guys be physical. Right? They're going to let guys play for most of the time. You know, and heck, too. You know, if you're getting an offensive pass interference call for being too physical and trying to work to get open, if you're a coach, I don't understand how you can get frustrated with a kid for doing that.
No, absolutely agree with that. You're going to get pressure in the games. That's why left tackles are so important. You watch the pressure from Chop Robinson to deny Dennis Sutton. As pure pass rushers, what did you think?
You know, I said this early last season when Chop Robinson was just getting comfortable at Penn State and in that defense that he had the potential of becoming one of, if not the best pass rusher that they have. He's extremely quick. He's extremely strong. You can tell he understands the game too, Steve.
Yeah.
You know, he's a smart player. I expect big things from Chop Robinson this year. And then obviously, you know, a guy like Denai Dennis Sutton, you know, who's a sophomore who has a lot of potential. I mean, there's a lot of guys, Steve, and a lot of names on that defensive side of the ball, especially up in that front four, that you can point to and say, "I expect big things out of him."
Yeah, I agree with that, Matt, and that's important. The off season, everybody talks about leadership. It shows in the winter workouts. It shows in the spring, but I think it shows a lot this time of the year because the players have to organize some elements themselves. Matt, when you were there, how important was that element because you were the unquestioned leader?
Yeah, you got to get on the phone. You know, hey, we're having a throwing session today at 5:30. Hopefully you can make it, and that's it. You know, I mean, you have to be able to reach out to these guys. You have to be able to schedule with these guys and say, "Listen, guys, we understand we're working out in the morning. We understand we're doing conditioning drills. You have to do everything you can to get healthy, to take care of your body. You know, But at the same time, we got to get these concepts in. We have to get these plays down. These young quarterbacks, they got to get used to spitting out the verbiage to understand what they're seeing. I talked about being somewhat robotic, right? When you start training camp, that's got to go away, right? You got to start playing fast. You got to start putting get. You're on the clock once training camp kicks off. You can't waste time. You can't waste days, and you can't waste practices because there's not enough to go around. So right now, right, you've got to be out there every single day. Steve, I'm not patting myself on the back, but there were days where I would just take the net around, and I'd grab a bag of balls, I would push the net around the turf field, and throw five or six balls in one round. I'd pick up my bag of balls, I'd drop them 5 yards up, and I'd walk down to the net. 5 yards, I put it on the other side and throw another route. I mean, and you would just, you walk up the field and visualize it, you say the play in your head, you think over the play. It's a process. We're all creatures of habit, right? So the more you get into a routine, the more you get used to it, the more you get comfortable with it, it becomes that much easier for you. And again, when you're breaking a new quarterback, it's about team bonding as well. You got to get to know these guys. You got to get to respect these guys. I'm not saying you have to be best friends with your teammates, right? But you have to truly become a team. And you're absolutely right. The importance of this time right now here in the summer, it's crucial to how your team develops. It's crucial to how you show up to training camp so you can hit the ground running.
And for everybody who understands, when Matt was throwing into the net, it would be placing the net, but then you would go through footwork, progression, and then make the throw. So it was more than just simply throwing into a net.
I was lucky because, when you had a guy like Bill O'Brien, you had a guy like Charlie Fisher, or even professionally, everything you did was game speed. So, Steve, any quarterback can drop back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and just throw a ball into a net. Run it. Right. You have to be able to put yourself in a game. So if you're working the right side of the field, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I don't have my first one. I don't have my second one. Now I'm hitching up into the pocket or I'm moving past the pass rusher, resetting my hips and delivering the football on the field. That's what you're talking about. That's the stuff that these guys have to be doing right now. They have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. Right? So this is important time. But again, these seem like two hungry quarterbacks who want to do well, who want to learn. Yeah. And again, you got a guy like Mike Yurcich who's been around a long time, so I'm sure he's telling them the same thing.
Matt, always a pleasure, my friend. It's just great just tossing it around with you. I appreciate it so much.
Anytime. Thank you.